And then she'd hang them out?
Well...
What would she carry them out in?
Dishpan.
Yeah, that was pretty regular.
That was it. The dishpan. Sure, it was used for everything.
Yeah.
And we, up until I was quite a youngster, we just hung them on the barbed wire fence. You know. Just mm-hmm. And there was a fella along in there, I don't know just what period that was, with spread them on the bushes. Now, one time we had moved over in the middle of the farm, and we was close to a spring, and we'd take the washing down there, and we'd spread the clothes on the grass. You see, we had this tall sage grass thing. Mm-hmm. Prairie grass, they called it. I noticed the last time Miss Sheila and I was at Vernon, there's a lot of it growing along the banks of the Pease River down there. The first I'd seen in a long time. And then we made a trip to Wichita, Kansas, and out east, west of Enid. Yeah, west of Enid there. I saw a lot of clumps of it coming back, and I hadn't seen any of it in years and years.
Is this that stuff with the heavy
seed head? No. It's just a brown-looking grass, and it grows about that high. And used to be, it was just like wheat here. Huh. You could walk out, and it was just a solid, just like so.
I'll be darned.
Yeah.
And you wave like the waves in the sea.
Uh-huh. You see a wheat field now, you know how the
yeah.
wheat will
wave?
Well, that's just the way the grass looked. But there wasn't a road anywhere in this whole country. Anywhere you started, you just started out across and follow the cow path, you know, trail around where the cattle come through to get water. So.
Say, I was over in, well, this sounds like a recitation of places I've been, but I was down by Lawton.
Uh-huh.
Oh, wait. No. Oh, I've forgotten precisely where it was, but it was down in that area.
Uh-huh.
Well, it took me over to see the old government road.
Oh, yeah.
You can still see that
now. Oh, yes.
It's amazing.
Uh-huh. My father and my grandfather hauled wood from of the government reservation over there, and finally they passed a law that was against the law to haul this wood, but my daddy and granddaddy wasn't afraid of them, and they arrested them and put them in the stockade over here at Lawton. Have you ever seen the old fort over there? Well, now that's where the Indians and the white people all fought over there, and it's still preserved. It's in good shape over there at Lawton.
That's one thing I'm going to see.
Go see it, because it's interesting. And my father and my grandfather fought right in that thing, and that's where they conquered the Indians. We had a tribe of Indians lived right over here on North Fork, and they had moved out here from Lawton, but of course they wasn't... the scalp hunters, they wasn't hunting anything, they were just trying to find a place to make a living. And have you ever had anything about this Indian tribe that was over here in this reservation? Let me see, what was the name of that? It's right out from Quartz Mountain Park there. But I can't think what they called it now, but there was a tribe of Indians who lived there for years and years and years. And this was...
They weren't the Washitas, were they? No, I guess that was over farther this way.
Washitas. I bet you that was who it was, too. I can't think of the name of that canyon over there. My grandson's out here. Let me go ask him. I want to know what that is. I won't tell you about it. Get up, move. Devil's Canyon. And it's over in Kiowa County, just across the river there from Quartz Mountain Lodge, all in there. And there was these Washitas, I believe it was the Washitas too, but they was in there for years and years and years, and there was a family lived over there by the name of Winters, and they had settled right at the mouth of this canyon, not on the Indian land, but then after all these Indians were driven out, this lady has the most unique collection of arrowheads and beads and all that kind of thing that you ever saw. And her family at Blair has this collection. She passed on 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. But we have a Jackson County Half Century Club. It's the only Oklahoma Half Century Club there is in the state.